Moncrief on News Talk.
It's called raw dogging, but that's nowhere near as exciting as that sounds. If you're on a plane or a train, you might pass the time by reading or listening to music or watching a movie. But the raw dogger doesn't do any of those things. They do nothing. Just be in the moment and the travelling itself. Joan Scales is a travel writer and broadcaster. Afternoon, Joan.
Afternoon, Sean. Thanks for having me on the show.
And I want to apologise for my opening, perhaps loaded question. Who came up with this nonsense?
Oh, it's been around for a while. It's one of those TikTok sensations, you know, that's really kind of caught the public imagination. And it's basically, it's about sitting there on a flight doing absolutely nothing, just watching the seatback screen. Does that sound wonderful?
It does. Really fantastic. But like a lot of people like that bit of the flight because, you know, your phone doesn't work. So, or unless you want to pay the money for the Wi-Fi or whatever. But you're already having a bit of a break.
You're already having a break. And I must admit, I would not be a fan of raw dogging because I always think when you get on the flight, it's such a relief to get there. Because nowadays, particularly nowadays, with airports being so busy, we lead very stressful lives. A flight is the one place where you can sit back and you can listen to your podcast, listen to your music, watch a film, have a drink, just take it easy and nobody's going to be annoying you. So the idea of actually sitting there doing absolutely nothing for however many hours it might be, and there's people on TikTok boasting about 17-hour flights. This is not even having a drink of water.
Oh, no.
I mean, really, what's wrong with them?
Now, the motivation, is it all men doing this?
To be honest, it's mostly men.
Yeah.
It's virtually all men from what I've seen and what I've looked at. And it seems to be competitive. And you know, and I know, if you go 17 hours with water, that's not very good for you at all. Even going a couple of hours, because travelling on the flight without any liquids, the air in the flight dehydrates you anyway. So I really think they're kind of putting the health in danger as well doing these stints. And of course, not eating any food, fasting all this time.
That's madness.
Because I think it's madness. I mean, the whole point of having a flight, and I must admit, I'm not that agreeable with having Wi-Fi on a flight either.
Mm.
I do actually like the fact that you can get on the flight and your phone isn't beeping at you, telling you there's messages coming in or emails or whatever. But you can actually listen to music, just take in a movie. Because oftentimes with our lives, we're very distracted trying to watch something or listen to something. It's very hard to actually say, I have an hour to myself to listen to something or watch something. So the idea of actually sitting on the flight for hours, just looking at the seatback screen, watching that little dot as it moves across the globe. I mean, it might be nice. It might be, for maybe if you're introspective, you might like the idea of just being at home with your own thoughts. But I think most people would be quite happy to be entertained.
Yeah. Now, you see, it sounds like there's two versions of this. And one is like you're being all zen and focusing on the experience of travelling or whatever, while people are walking up and down, talking to each other, babies are yelling, the trolley cart is clinking up and down, which doesn't sound very zen to me.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're calling it raw dogging, like, you know, just the term, you'd think, oh, I'm eating raw meat from a wildebeest. I killed it with my own bare hands. But they've just been sitting on their arse for 17 hours.
Absolutely. And they're basically what they're doing is, and we hear this phrase a lot lately, digital detox. That's exactly what it comes down to. Because if you look up raw dogging in the Urban Dictionary, I won't tell you what it is, but look it up. It's not anything to do with not eating or drinking or reading on a flight. It's something completely different. So I don't know who coined the raw dogging there, because in urban limits, it's a completely different thing.
Right. Okay, that makes more sense. And this has been around for a while, Joan, has it?
Apparently for the last couple of years. So people are claiming that they've been doing it for 20 years and more, but we all did it years ago when we had no entertainment on our flights. We'd no phones, we'd no podcasts. I mean, all we did was bring a book. And if we were lucky, there was a screen somewhere down the aisle on the plane that you might see a very badly produced film. If you were lucky.
Yeah, or so they'd have those screens we all had to look at. Yeah.
Yeah, so nowadays we've screens, Wi-Fi, phones, podcasts, whatever. Lots of things to to deal with. But it's, I suppose at the end of the day, each to his own. And it's like any trend, it'll live and die.
Yeah.
It'll have a burst of energy. And people are trying to prove, it's this whole thing, people are trying to prove, well, I could go 17 hours or I could go 5 hours or I could go this many hours with it on basically digital detox. But I really think they should think of their health. Too.
Yeah, they should indeed. Because one of our listeners, John,
going that long without fluids is bad.
Yeah. One of our listeners says, I do raw dogging on Ryanair. I don't order anything. I may speak to my neighbour, may not. I just watch the clock for landing. I refuse to pay a tenner for a warm, flaccid ciabatta. So that's a...
That's fine. That's fine. I do that myself.
That's a real man there, just texting in.
That's a real man. Well, lots of people do that on the Ryanair flight. But then again, they're not going that far anyway.
Joan, thanks a million for talking with us today.
Thanks, Sean.
That was the travel writer and broadcaster, Joan Scales.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.